On Christmas Eve, 1906, he played phonograph records and performed his violin in front of a microphone. The audience at sea was astonished. Fessenden was delighted. He had demonstrated the feasibility of a wireless telephone. Fessenden never pursued the concept of broadcasting, and at the time probably never envisioned there could ever be such a thing. So the event we're celebrating this year is always the first broadcast of words and music actually received by a mass audience is viewed by most historians as simply a spur in the history of communications technology. Today, in 2020, it seems automatic that the technical ability to transmit sound without wires must certainly lead to the practice we now know as broadcasting. But Fessenden did not found a broadcasting industry. His experiments with wireless voice communications didn't even seem to stir imaginations in that direction. And despite Helen Fessenden's diary entry about her husband's broadcast, there's the possibility that Fessenden did not really mean to broadcast at all. That the multiplicity of receivers he had installed in ships were there not to create an audience, but to ensure he could document at least one reception report. It fell to Lee DeForest, one of Fessenden's competitors, to demonstrate nearly a decade later that radio was in fact a magic carpet which would bring the world into everyone's home. Why did Fessenden miss the point so completely? Probably it was the scientific mindset at the time. The telephone was still a new device, a tidy little miracle which had transformed Bell and his engineers into legends. Communications was a point-to-point business, and Fessenden's financiers naively set their sights on Bell's customers. But it was also the tenor of the times. There are people alive even today who remember the early years of the 20th century. Ask about mass communications in that time and they'll tell you about newspapers. The concept of instantaneous broadcasting simply did not exist then. The idea that one could sit at home and leisurely pursue that world as songs and stories and news spread from a speaker on the table was unknown. In fact, in 1906, the concept of leisure existed only in a limited number of homes. So this year, we honor Fessenden and his first broadcast because of what he did, not because he became rich by doing it. The first astronaut on a distant planet may leave it without ever mining the gold. He may never even see the glimmer, but others may find the fortunes. He'll be secure in history as the one who went there first. History, at least the history of broadcasting, must certainly remember Professor Reginald Aubrey Fessenden. On Christmas Eve, 1906, he went there first. He proved it could be done.